My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I have a question for you today on the show. Do you think religion benefits society? Now, you might wonder, Austin, where did you get this question from? This is a very unnormal question, and I would argue, well, I would say it's actually very important. Number one, religion, it's done a lot of good, in my opinion. It's also done a lot of bad. First of all, we have to define what we're talking about. What is religion? Well, religion, you could say, is defined by spiritual beliefs. You could say it's defined by the rites, aka the actions, the ceremonies that people undertake in the name of their belief system. But when you look at how religion has affected the world, atheists argue that religion is a problem. In fact, one of the most notorious atheists, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, they went as far as to say that religion was an opium or a painkiller for the masses to numb themselves. Now, you know, as weird as it might sound, I don't agree with Karl Marx or Friedrich Engels on a whole lot. And I don't agree in so much as I believe that that is the truth. I would say, though, that there's an interesting case to be made for such a thing. Now, I won't tell you immediately where I stand on the issue because then it's going to turn the whole conversation into a bias. But what I will tell you is, in my opinion, religion is incredibly important for children. Now, when I'm not a parent myself, I have some friends who are parents and new parents, fledgling parents who are newer, you know, with young children. And I've noticed that I'm not an anthropologist by any stretch, but when you look at how religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs, whether it's paganistic practices, an Abrahamic religion, East Asian religions, whatever have you, there's some kind of overall moral code, a code of ethics, if you will, that people are supposed to follow. As adults, it's usually the law that people follow, whether it's the law of their country, but a lot of people build upon that in so far as religious law is concerned. Now, when it comes to religion, we have two different kinds of religion. One is religion incorporated. What is religion incorporated? Religion incorporated is, well, it's what it sounds. A corporation is a business. So religion incorporated is just what you might surmise. It is a business. It is about money. You look at, for example, the Mormon Church. Mormon Church is one of the most rich institutions in the world. Why? Because money is kicked up to the top. It's like a Ponzi scheme, in my opinion. In the same way that the Catholic Church, you look at the Vatican. The Vatican, over the last 2,000 years, has aggrandized quite a bit of power and money and influence into the Vatican. You could argue that Rome itself never actually died. It just converted from a monarchy to a theocracy. You could argue that case, and some people do. But when you look at religion itself, there is the religion incorporated part of it, and then there is the actual physical beliefs that people hold on an individual level. For example, there are so many different sects, and when I say sects, I don't mean sex, S-E-X, I mean S-E-C-T, as in different denominations or branches of the overall trunk of the tree of the religion. That is how the system works. Now, there's a lot of different kind of shoot-off beliefs, a lot of overall different... There's fundamental core values, and then there are other things that people say are not so essential, and they argue over it. But religion is complicated because its effect on mankind is equivalent to a drug, which is why I bring up Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. I am not a communist. In fact, I'm one of the most anti-communist people you'll ever meet in your life. I despise communism. Everywhere that communism has ever been tried, a mountain of skulls is not too far behind. I grew up in Cambodia when I was in eighth grade. I lived there for a year, and I got to see how the effects of Pol Pot, if you don't know who he is, look him up. He was the dictator of Cambodia who tried communism, and what he left behind was a mountain of skulls. And I got to see its effect on the nation. You can look up Vietnam, the Vietnam War. The reason we were there was to prevent the spread of communism. You can look at China and how its effect on the world is not one of prosperity and the positioning of the individual's freedom. It's more about the collective, the people's party under the guise of representing the people, when all it's about is every other civilization or government on the planet, which is for the rich, by the rich, and to benefit the rich. That's every government ever. I know you don't want to think that. I know you don't like to hear that, but that's the truth. In fact, if you read the Federalist Papers, one published, I don't remember the physical one. It was one by James Madison, where he argued that governments would not be necessary if the individual were one of virtue. If people were virtuous, there would be no need for government. And the purpose of government was to prevent marauders, aka raiders, rapists, you know, thieves, etc., from stealing and taking what was belonging to the rich. So the rich aggrandized their power with other rich people, and they said, hey, you know what? We can either fend off these brigands individually, or we could consolidate a certain amount of our wealth together and prevent others from taking it from us or competing against us, in plain English. That is what a government it was designed and is still designed to do. Now, it's not as obvious as it once was, meaning that back in the day, there were the people on top and there were the peasants. The modern equivalent today would be the fact that you look at places like Palestine, for example, where the guys who run there's the princely class in the Arabic world, and then there's the peasant class. The people who ride around in Lamborghinis and fly in Gulf Streams, and then people who ride on donkeys and barely have one goat. But in America, what separates us is the middle class. That's what makes us unique. And so when we get to religion, you have to understand that religion and politics, you can't really ever pull them apart. They're very glued together. They're tied to the same post, if you will. So when we talk about religion and how its effect on people is measured, it's measured in every facet of their life. It affects their thinking, which it affects their actions. See, the problem is when you take atheism, which people say that atheism is not a religion, of course it is. It's the religion of the individual. It's the aggrandizement of the self, the esteem of the self in the place of God, or in a case of communism, the government, because government takes the place of God in totalitarian regimes, whether it be fascism, whether it be communism, whether it be Nazism, which, by the way, Nazism is not a fascist, by definition, movement, in case you didn't know. It stands for National Socialism, but I'm not going to go down the Nazi rabbit hole, please and thank you. I don't want to get sidetracked by that. It's not the theme of the show. The topic of the show is religion beneficial to society? I would say, in general terms, it depends on the religion. Because when you look at religion and how it's practiced by a lot of fundamentalist Muslims, now let's make one thing perfectly clear. I don't hate people who are Islamic, okay? I'll quote Winston Churchill. It is the influence of the religion is as dangerous as hydrophobia in a dog. And if it were not for the fact that the West is nurtured in the strong arms of science, Western civilization would fall, as did ancient Rome. That's what Winston Churchill wrote back before he was thrown aside by the UK. Speaking of the UK, oh my, I cannot believe what the United Kingdom has become. The United Kingdom went from being the empire of, you know, the sun never sets empire, to a laughing stock. Basically, Saudi Britannia is what Britain is today. Britain is so backwards. They've gone through an entire life cycle as a country. They went from an imperialistic power to now they're imploding by importing a bunch of legal and illegal aliens who will never adopt the British values, never adopt the history and learn the history of Britain. They care only in the sufficiency of the Quran, and they'll ban people like Michael Savage from the country for free speech, and they'll let people who say kill the king remain in Britain because they're scared of them. And if you don't believe me, go ahead and look it up for yourself. because my friends, I know that a lot of people are very hyperbolous and they say that, oh, if so-and-so wins, I'm going to leave the country. America's over. There is no freedom of speech anywhere else on the planet. I don't know if you know that. In case you didn't know, freedom of speech is not common practice in any other country on Earth. That's what makes America unique, is that we have freedoms. And in other countries, they don't allow such things. They'll allow it as so much as it doesn't threaten or is not a perceived threat to the social order. They won't care. But freedom of speech is not, you don't have to protect, benign speech. The whole protecting free speech is about protecting offensive speech. You don't need to protect speech that everybody agrees with. What do you need to protect about that? That's normal. That's not, there's no need to defend that. So when it comes to religion, religion can have a positive effect on the human being, but can also be, as Winston Churchill said, like hydrophobia in a dog, in that it can distort your viewpoint to the part where you no longer think rationally, you think religiously. You don't have the mindset of somebody who thinks with rational thinking and logical faculties. You instead focus on what somebody else said, what somebody else's interpretation of the Bible or the Quran or the Torah is, and instead, or the religious teachings of Buddha or Hinduism or anything else. It's, or any other religion for that matter, you forfeit your right to your own humanity, in my opinion, because no longer are you focused on rational thought, which separates you from a monkey or a worm. You are instead focusing on what you think should and that is not accurate. I'll give you an example. One of the reasons I don't like the modern Christian church is because they preach what should be instead of what actually is. I'll give you an example. You have pastors. Let's see. What's a good example? Oh God, the guy in Arizona. I'm blanking on the guy's name in Arizona who runs a church in Phoenix. I actually went to this guy's church. I forget his name. I went to his church while I was in college for a little bit. Anyways, these types will tell men, "Oh, just get married. Oh, just do it because you're sinning otherwise," without giving you any context as to how marriage has changed in the last 2,000 years, how marriage is not what it once was, how the government now has its beak dipping into the saucer of marriage. They won't tell you that because it's not convenient for them, and it's not convenient for their business practices because they must make money, which is why I bring up Religion Incorporated. You see how this all ties in? Like I said, the individual beliefs can be totally fine, but when you go take a step farther and it's about money, you've lost me, because now it's not about making people better or making society better. It's about making you money off of old school practices that don't hold up in the modern day. That's where you lose me, and I think that I'm not alone. I know, in fact, I'm not alone. A lot of you have read my book or other people's books, and you've come to realize, hey, religion is good. The influence of the religion is good sometimes, but a lot of times people will use borderline propaganda in pursuit of profit. And in doing so, they forfeit their integrity. They forfeit their right to be seen as a rational man or a rational woman. Instead, they are seen as somebody who is just there to make money. My friends, I gotta head out. I will continue the subject at length at another time. But for right now, I gotta head out. And I would just ask you to comment. What do you think about religion and its effect on society? I think it's incredibly pregnant when it comes to a question, and it can birth a lot of different opinions. And you let me know what yours is in the comments below. Or you can go to my X page at Sheep Get Sheared and leave me a DM or a comment on any of my thousands of posts I've left on there. Take care. I'm out of here. Peace.